Monique Davis is the program coordinator for Fairness for Prisoners' Families. The group works with family members who have loved ones incarcerated in Georgia and Alabama.
We have family members who will call us and ask about so many different policies and procedures here in the Department of Corrections, transfers, medical situations, and we try to give them the information that will steer them in the right direction.
And what when the families call you up and talk about some of the problems that they have, what are some of the problems that they have specifically with Georgia?
Medical issues in Georgia here are just, you know, one of the most, I could say, outrageous, if you will. There's a lack of medical care. There's a lack of adequate medical care. There's a lack of dispensing of medication. And we know there are some good men and women who work for the Department of Corrections trying to do their best, but we also know they're understaffed. We also know they're overworked. And we also know that they're only bound by the rules and regulations of the Department of Corrections. And so basically what our group, you know, urges family members to do is to come together, and we're like the link that helps them fight, you know, the injustices behind, you know, that their family members are facing behind bars.
One of the people attending the reunion is a former inmate named Al.
It's been like, I've been out now about since the early 90s, 1991 to be exact, about 20 years ago or so. You know, I spent about 10 years incarcerated.
And what kind of experiences did you have while you were incarcerated that kind of motivated you to do this kind of work?
What kind of motivated me to do this is that even when I was in prison, I was what they call a jailhouse lawyer, you know, so I was always helping people when I was even incarcerated. And I guess that's my gift that God has given me, you know, to be available to help, you know, so.
Elle says that while prisons are necessary, they must be reformed so that inmates can receive job training to avoid getting caught in the cycle of returning to prison.
Overall, realistically, there's a need for prison, but on the other side of the coin, there's also a need to help the people and educate the people that are in prison so that when they get out, they won't go and do the same things that got them in there. But you'll find that once people are incarcerated, they take away all the things that could help them evolve. They don't learn why they're there. And then when they get out, they go basically back into the same environment. And then I guess another thing too is that when you're in prison, there's always work for you. You know, that's always work. Everybody in prison works. But when you get out of prison, nobody wants to let you work, you know, and get a person a job, you know. I mean, even if it's just a temporary job for a year or two, because that'll help them a lot, you know, because at least they'll have a job. They'll be able to get some income. They'll be able to provide for themselves, you know, put a roof over their head and things like that, you know. So that's probably the best thing. That'll probably really help incarcerated people if there's a employment transition when they get out, you know. That'll help significantly, you know, because, like I said, guys get out. For example, I think here in Georgia, I think when guys get out of prison, I think they give them $30 and say, good luck, you know. I mean, I think that personally, a lot of those guys that get out, if they had a choice between the $30 and a job waiting for them when they get out, they said, keep the $30, I'll take the job.
Yeah.
You know? So that's probably the biggest thing that'll be able to help.
I'm Amber Cortez, reporting from Atlanta for the U.S. Social Forum.